a Jewish Journal article, Deborah Messing and Mandana Dayani, Jewish Champions. In an effort to ensure the clearest recording of her voice during our interview, Deborah Messing places my phone on her lap and speaks in an elegant voice that I've associated with warmth and laughter since Will and Grace first aired 25 years ago. As I listen to Messing's recollection of the time when, as a high school senior, a peer learned of her Jewish faith and asked to check her head for horns, I realize that although the world knows Messing as an Emmy Award-winning actress, at her core, she is a good Jewish girl from Rhode Island whose life experiences and commitment to her decisions have prepared her for this exact moment. In refreshing contrast to the apathy of many Jews in Hollywood toward Judaism and the Jewish community, at the peak of her career, Deborah Messing is choosing to focus on her Jewish identity while fighting the scourge of antisemitism that has risen during the past decade. After a few seconds, Mandana Dayani, an entrepreneur, civic action activist and creator and co-founder of I Am a Voter, who is seated next to Messing, reaches for my phone and speaks clearly in a voice I have known since our childhoods together. Dayani has been featured in nearly every major American media outlet, but seems particularly invested in reaching Jewish readers. Being in the Jewish Journal is really important to Deb and me, says Dayani. They both speak with an ease that suggests being interviewed for a Jewish American newspaper is like coming home. At the height of her career, Dayani is also choosing to focus on her Jewish identity. And like Messing, she's committed to reinventing Judaism and Jewish identity through unabashed pride and joy, while also fearlessly fighting rising antisemitism. Both women have been targeted by antisemites, whether during their childhood or, more recently, online. In Rhode Island, Messing and her family experienced several antisemitic incidents that still resonate deeply with her. The driveway lights outside the Messing home were constantly broken by baseball bats, and she still remembers the day after Halloween, when a swastika was painted on her grandfather's car while he was visiting the family. "There was terror in my mother's face," recalled Messing. "I felt shame for being different," she said. "And I felt that letting people know I was Jewish was dangerous." In third grade, a boy told Messing, "Get in the back of the line, Kika." At the time, she did not even understand the meaning of the anti-Semitic slur. And when Messing missed school days in observance of Jewish holidays, students interrogated her about where she had been. On one occasion, when she explained her absence due to Yom Kippur, a group of students confronted her and yelled, "Well, why do you get Christmas off?" After that, Messing decided it was safer to withhold the truth from her peers. "I would lie and say I was sick," she said, whenever she missed school due to Jewish holidays. And then, there was the high school student who genuinely wondered if Messing had horns. As a teenager, Messing visited Alabama for America's Distinguished Young Women Program, then known as America's Junior Miss, a scholastic achievement program. "We were all seniors in high school. All nerds," said Messing. "I was having lunch with some amazing young women, all from the Deep South, and one of them heard me say I was Jewish, and she said, 'Oh, my God. Where are your horns?' I said, 'Excuse me?'" Messing then repeated the young woman's next questions regarding Jews and horns. She then asked, "Do y'all hide them with your hair? Where are they? Can I feel them?" Now these were the valedictorians of their schools. Messing finally felt at ease when she left Rhode Island to attend Brandeis University, an institution where classes are canceled on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. At Brandeis, it was like, "Oh, I'm with my people," she said. After graduating summa cum laude with a bachelor's degree in theater arts, she was one of 15 students accepted to New York University's elite graduate acting program, graduating with a master's degree in fine arts. As she listened to Messing's descriptions of experiencing anti-Semitism as a youth, Dayani nodded in agreement. "Every single Jewish person I know in my life has experienced anti-Semitism," said Dayani. "Last month, there was a swastika drawn in a bathroom in my daughter's elementary school. Every day, I receive targeted anti-Semitic threats online. I am never going to let this behavior be okay. And if I have succeeded as an activist, then I will make it my mission to use my skills and network to fight anti-Semitism and hold these trolls accountable." Messing added, "With social media, it's so easy for people to spit hate at you, because there are no consequences. I never imagined that hate would be so brazen and so celebratory." Messing and Dayani are particularly concerned by the normalization of anti-Semitism on social media. "There's no shock value," said Dayani, who posts regularly about anti-Semitic incidents worldwide, often posting several times a day. "Why is no one alarmed? I think the hardest part is that it feels like peers and so many people I know just accept anti-Semitism. It doesn't bother them the way it should. And that feels very lonely and unjust. A force of nature. A decade later and 6,000 miles away from Messing's upbringing in Rhode Island, Dayani was standing in formation in Tehran, Iran, with dozens of other young girls at school, all of them dressed in the mandatory hijab. Islamic head covering for girls and women, as they chanted, "Death to Israel," and "Death to America." As Dayani spoke about growing up as a young Jewish girl in post-revolutionary Iran, Messing was visibly moved and dismayed. A young Mandani Dayani at the home of her grandmother, Torin, in Iran. "I've repressed 99% of my memories from my childhood," Dayani said, "but a lot has come back to me after seeing this current revolution in Iran, that includes a profound connection to Iran again." She referenced the historic protests and demands for regime change that have swept Iran since the September 16 death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman who was killed by Iran's brutal morality police. "I remember many moments of fear from seeing the modesty police as a young child, the bombings, the everyday fear of being Jewish," Dayani described about her own childhood. Dayani also has a personal connection with Iranian Kurds. Though her mother, Janet, is an Iranian Jew, her father, Parviz, is a Kurdish Jew. Her paternal grandfather, Michael Dayani, served as the rabbi of Iran's Kurdish Jews. "I was very aware of the sacrifices my parents made for me to have this one chance, but also how profoundly lucky I was to be here in this country," she said. "It was a coin toss between me and the other girl who looked exactly like me, who stayed and who could go. The self-awareness and the gratitude made me ask, how do you make this all worth it? How do you pay back to anyone else who'd had a little less luck? I'm still very aware of this. What brought together the granddaughter of a Kurdish rabbi and the daughter of Rhode Island Jewish community leaders to forge a deep friendship and become passionate activists?" For Messing and Dayani, the answer lies in Judaism and Jewish history. "We've been persecuted from day one," Messing said, adding that anti-Semitism has made Jews particularly compassionate toward the suffering of others. "But the generational trauma has built resilience," said Dayani. "We're all a bit fearless, because we've seen it. We know how this road ends. And we know what happens if we don't say anything." Dayani and her family eventually escaped Iran in the late 1980s, like tens of thousands of other Iranian Jews, first resettling in Queens, New York, where her father worked as a shoe salesman. The family lived in a small studio apartment, and Dayani still remembers time spent with her teacher during nap time at a Jewish day school. "She gave me orange juice and breadsticks and taught me how to speak English," she recalled. "That's what is so beautiful about the Jewish community. How many heroes showed up along the way for me to be sitting here with you. I try to explain this to people. It is so beautiful to know that you could knock on the door of any other Jew in the world and be welcomed into their home, arms wide open. It is a blessing and privilege to have this belonging that others spend their whole lives searching for." After a few years, the family moved to Southern California. And that is how Dayani and I met over 30 years ago, as Iranian Jewish refugees at Horace Mann School in Beverly Hills. Back then, I was a scrawny tomboy. And Dayani was what she remains today, a force of nature. We both lived in modest apartments on Rexford Drive, just within the Beverly Hills city limits, enabling us access to the outstanding, and equally important, free public schools. And as little girls, Dayani and I were both also resettled in Ladispoli, Italy, a small city outside of Rome that offered temporary resettlement to many Iranian and Russian Jewish refugees. Both of our families, in addition to tens of thousands of others, were rescued by HIAS, a nonprofit humanitarian aid organization previously known as the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. But whereas many Iranian Jewish refugees have long forgotten the magnanimity of organizations such as HIAS, Dayani nearly brought me to tears during our interview when she disclosed that last year, in her role as president of Archwell, she advised the company to make a donation to HIAS for its support of Ukrainian refugees. Archwell is the media and philanthropic company founded by Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. It includes Archwell Audio and Archwell Productions, and its nonprofit is named Archwell Foundation. The Duke and Duchess, both remarkable humanitarians, exuberantly said, "Yes, and we're thrilled to support the organization's ongoing support of refugees around the world," said Dayani, who recounted that calling Joe Goldman, Community Engagement Director for the Western Region at HIAS, to inform him about the grant was one of the most meaningful highlights of her career. "I was seeing it all come full circle," she said. "I am a voter. To claim that Mandana Dayani is an overachiever is an understatement. Her first taste of activism occurred in the fourth grade. A graduate of the USC Gould School of Law, she began her career as an attorney at Paul Hastings LLP, but has left an indelible mark on several fields, including her later work as a commercial talent agent, as well as an entrepreneur and executive in fashion, media and entertainment. Dayani developed and launched the Rachel Zoe Collection, the Zoe Report, and curator at Rachel Zoe, Inc., and oversaw the company's business development, publishing, ventures and television production, though she could have done without having to appear on screen on The Rachel Zoe Project. Dayani left Rachel Zoe, Inc. in 2015 to serve as chief brand officer for Everything But The House, raising $84 million in venture capital, building all its consumer-facing operations, and producing its TV project for HGTV. But the realms of activism and women's empowerment are particularly close to Dayani's heart. Last month, she spoke on a panel for Vital Voices in Washington, D.C. and also met with Vice President Kamala Harris. Also in May, she spoke at Fortune's Most Powerful Women Next Gen conference. Dayani also founded the Learning Series, a women's event series, and is a very active angel investor in women-led companies. The Tel Aviv Institute has named Dayani and Messing as two of the 100 most influential Jews in the world. In March, she spoke at the Forbes 30-50th Summit in Abu Dhabi, along with Hillary Clinton, Gloria Steinem and Olena Zelenska, the First Lady of Ukraine, and at the Women's Global Forum in Washington, D.C. with former Attorney General Eric Holder. But Dayani's most meaningful role as an activist has been as the creator and co-founder of I Am a Voter, a nonpartisan civic engagement organization. Since launching, I Am a Voter, co-founded by CAA, Natalie Tran, and Tiffany Bensley, has generated billions of media impressions and has partnered with hundreds of brands shaping culture across entertainment, fashion, beauty, tech and sports, including the NBA, Disney, Bumble, Starbucks, the NFL, H&M, ABC, Fox, McDonald's, CFDA, Urban Outfitters, Tory Burch, and iHeartMedia and celebrities such as Jennifer Aniston, Tracy Ellis Ross, Steph Curry, Tom Ford, Lizzo and Olivia Rodrigo. Messing is also a founding member. Dayani also founded Register a Friend Day, which has partnered with hundreds of influencers, student organizations, and companies to register voters across America. The organization has been effective in leveraging digital-first registration tools, nonpartisan facts, and engaging content to inspire young people to vote. I Am a Voter, according to its website, aims to create a cultural shift around voting and civic engagement by unifying around a central truth: our democracy works best when we all participate. Dayani's commitment to combating voter apathy is so deep that the headline for an October 2020 Los Angeles Times front page story that profiled her read, "She wants to make voting as epic as the next Marvel movie." Her childhood experiences as a refugee have rendered her uniquely appreciative of this country, but also concerned about its apathetic voting patterns. For Dayani, tackling voter complacency started with women. In 2018, she brought together 25 female leaders in areas such as fashion, marketing, technology and entertainment and stressed the imperative to increase voter turnout in an impartial, nonpartisan manner. The prior year, she and her husband, Peter Traugott, president of the Israeli-founded production and media company, Keshet Studios, welcomed their second daughter, Miller. Shortly after Miller was born, Dayani was watching coverage of the child separation at the U.S.-Mexico border, and knew the consciousness of our country was in crisis. She boarded a plane to Tornillo, Texas, where the first tent camp for migrant children was located. Dayani said she had to see it herself. "I could not believe this was the same country that had saved my family," she said. "I remember coming to America, being afraid of all the bright lights, holding my mother's hand and thinking, this is going to be okay because I have my mom. I can't imagine having been separated from my parents." Dayani added, "As a country, we have treated luggage better than we have treated the children of the most vulnerable populations on earth, refugees coming to our country seeking a better life." Upon her return from Texas, Dayani took meetings with many members of Congress and Senate to ask how she could leverage her skills to help. The answer was nearly unanimous: increase voter participation. Nearly all of the pivots in Dayani's career have been anchored in her belief that you can learn as you grow, and that has included combating voter apathy. "I don't understand how we can get people excited about this many mascaras and Marvel movies a year, but we can't get them excited about something that's so important," she told the Los Angeles Times in 2020. "This is the coolest thing you could ever do. How are people not voting?" On social media, Celebrities ranging from Taylor Swift and Halle Berry to Dwayne Wade have shown off I Am a Voter merchandise. The keyword in the movement's brand is as simple as it is ubiquitous: vote. The movement officially launched in September 2018 during New York Fashion Week, together with the help of the best marketing minds I had ever worked with my career, incredible women such as Raina Penchansky, Sophia Bush, Heather Greenfield, Carla Hawkes, Sunny Jenkins, Sahar Sanjar, Ala Pfister, Maddie Roth, Sarah Riff, Jessica Contour and April Yucatel, to include just a few, we reimagined civic engagement, said Dayani. Accidental activists and vital women. In 2019, Messing found herself face to face in a Twitter battle with then-President Donald Trump. The issues were divisive and included Messing's dismay over what she described as Trump's refusal to denounce white nationalists. But by this point, Messing was no stranger to activism, and was fully committed to what she described as standing up to injustice. Messing supports the Human Rights Campaign, an American LGBTQ advocacy group that has also honored her for her LGBTQ activism. For many years, she also served as Global Health Ambassador for Population Services International, PSI, focusing on HIV, AIDS. PSI helps vulnerable populations worldwide access healthcare, and Messing has visited its HIV, AIDS prevention programs in several African countries, such as Zimbabwe, Malawi, and Zambia. Messing has testified before the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Africa and Global Health. She helped secure $100 million in aid, and has spoken at the International AIDS Conference. She hopes that her work on and off the screen has reached the hearts and minds of millions. In a 2012 appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, then-Vice President Joe Biden said, "I think Will and Grace probably did more to educate the American public than almost anything anybody's ever done so far." Last month, Messing was inducted into Manhattan's Jewish Hall of Fame. The U.S. has designated May as both Jewish American Heritage Month and Asian American and Pacific Islander, AAPI, Heritage Month. At New York City's Bryant Park, Noah Tishby, former Special Envoy for Combating Anti-Semitism and Delegitimization of Israel, and Andrew Yang, a prominent business and politician, co-hosted an event celebrating JAHM and AAPI Heritage Month. "These two communities are the most targeted for hate crimes in the U.S. right now," Messing posted on Instagram. "We shared stories of persecution and resilience. We recognized how much our communities are alike." Dayani and Messing both use their public personas as a means to amplify what is important to them. The two co-founded The Dissenters, a limited podcast series. Its name is a nod to late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Their guests were not traditional celebrities, but activists. In fact, the only time when the duo appeared starstruck was when they described their conversations with accidental activists, once ordinary people who identified a problem and set out to solve it. Guests have included best-selling author Glennon Doyle, civil rights activist and sexual assault survivor Amanda Nguyen, and Dayani's mentor, activist Shannon Watts, founder of Moms Demand Action, the largest gun safety grassroots movement in our country. In May, Dayani, alongside Watts and Messing, spoke at the second annual Vital Voices Festival in Washington, D.C. Before Dayani co-founded I Am a Voter, Watts had some advice for her friend and colleague. "Shannon told me that if you wait to know everything before you start something, you'll never start anything," said Dayani. Other guests on The Dissenters have included Jane Fonda, Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, and Jamila Jamil. In addition to HIAS, the Anti-Defamation League, and several other nonprofits, Dayani also supports Together Rising, an all-women-led organization that has raised over $45 million for women, children, and families in crisis. During the Twitter row between Messing and Trump, it was especially important for Messing and Dayani to invite Dr. Edith Eva Eger, a 93-year-old Holocaust survivor and clinical psychologist, to discuss anti-Semitism, her experiences in Auschwitz, as well as how to heal from trauma. "The root of Judaism is so much about togetherness, compassion, understanding, and generosity," said Dayani. "And responsibility to the community and the world at large," added Messing. Messing and Dayani's lives have been changed by extraordinary Jewish women. "My mother was the one who, with every Jewish tradition, every Jewish meal, was the gatherer of people," said Messing. Keeping the traditions alive was vitally important to her. Dayani described her mother, Janet Dayani, as a warrior. "She's the matriarch and the strongest, most resilient, loving, and fearless woman I have ever known." She also described her maternal grandmother, Tori, who passed away several years ago, as informing everything I do and believe. Dayani and Messing also work closely with Israeli actress, producer and activist Tishbe. "Noah is amazing," said Messing. Dayani said Tishbe will be a much-needed face for Jewish unity and activism. The Joy of Judaism. A headliner of the 2017 Women's March, just 1 year later, Messing announced she would boycott the 2018 event because its leaders refused to denounce antisemites such as Louis Farrakhan. The decision was complicated. Messing had been marching in support of women's rights since college. But she understood the one-sided imbalance. Whereas she wanted to stand with women, the Women's March was not willing to stand with her. Actress Alyssa Milano also publicly announced she would not attend or speak at the march. Ultimately, as a woman, Messing wanted to attend the march. But as Jew, she refused. Today, Dayani and Messing seek to be at the forefront of reimagining Judaism for the modern woman, according to Dayani, who after conversations with Panchansky, CEO of Digital Brand Architects, a leading talent management company, and Noah Tishbe said it became clearer that the secret to fighting anti-Semitism is to celebrate Judaism, particularly, the joy of Judaism, including the rituals. "We're in desperate need of embracing Judaism and rebranding it as exciting," said Dayani, who views herself and Messing as two successful advocates, women, embracing Judaism, and using their platforms to share that with the world. Regarding her travels in the Midwest, Dayani said, "I was the first Jew some people had ever met. We need to do a better job of not constantly playing into every single stereotype in films and TV shows, and actually explaining the rituals, traditions, and profound beauty and spirituality of Judaism." For the duo, the notion of highlighting the joy of Judaism exists between two realms, the internal and the external. "It's almost like returning home, like defining yourself," said Dayani, "but we also need to build community through our Judaism. Nothing in my life has been as powerful as sitting at the table at Shabbat. I think everyone should host Shabbat dinners and from time to time, invite non-Jews. When it comes to reinventing the joy of Judaism, it's about the fact that it's possible. And on most Shabbats, I get Shabbat Shalom texts from Jessica Yellen, Jonathan Tucker, Noah, Jackie and Ken Deutsch, Emmy Rossum and others. It's such a beautiful source of unity." Regarding Yellen, a former chief White House correspondent for CNN, Dayani said she is transcendently brilliant. And her brilliance is so deeply rooted in her Judaism. Today, Dayani is most focused on "I am a voter." Often asked if she has plans to run for office, she now jokes about her 8-year-old daughter, Anderson, and her political aspirations. "I now put that entirely on my daughter, who apparently is running for president," laughed Dayani, "and we, she and Messing, are solely here to run her campaign." Last winter, Anderson visited the White House with her mother for the annual Hanukkah party and informed President Biden on stage that she would one day like to run for president, an interaction that Biden shared on his social media channels. Messing recently completed shooting a film with Robert De Niro titled Wise Guys, which tells the true life story of mobster Frank Costello, once called the Prime Minister of the Underworld, and his Jewish wife, Loretta Geigerman. Messing plays Geigerman. The film, set in the 1950s, was directed by Academy Award-winning director Barry Levinson, best known for directing Rain Man, Good Morning, Vietnam, Bugsy, and Wag the Dog. The film is based on Nicholas Pileggi's 1985 nonfiction book, Wise Guy, Life in a Mafia Family. She also recently completed her return to Broadway, starring in Birthday Candles. Messing has also filmed a pilot for All Hands on Deck, a docuseries about creating communities of care and helping families learn how to build infrastructure within their own communities so they are less vulnerable. It will be co-hosted by Messing and activist Shelley Tigielski, founder of Pandemic of Love. Chicken Soup for the Soul Television Group and Flickr Films are producing the pilot episode, along with 3 Arts Entertainment. Messing is an executive producer. Dayani hopes that she and her family will visit Israel soon. Messing, who has never been to Israel, is dying to go. Dayani's husband, Peter, whose father escaped Nazi Germany, executive produced A Small Light, which recently premiered on National Geographic and is now streaming Disney Plus and Hulu. A Small Light is a biographical miniseries about Miep Gies, the woman who hid and protected Anne Frank and her family. For now, both Dayani and Messing remain dedicated to their family, their activism and their friendship. At this point, it's hard to imagine them living without each other. Theirs is a friendship of shared values and dreams, even their initials are the same backwards. And if anyone can help rebrand being Jewish as fun, amazing and inclusive, it is them. "I love being Jewish," said Dayani. I don't know anyone that feels as loved as the Jewish community within itself. For more information on I Am a Voter, visit iamavoter.com. Fast Takes with Mandana Dayani and Deborah Messing. Jewish Journal. What keeps you up at night? Deborah Messing. Fearing that the violence against Jewish people will escalate. I live in New York City. It's really bad in New York City right now. JJ. What do you wake up for in the morning? Mandana Dayani. What keeps me up at night is hope. And that's what wakes me up. To be an activist, you have to have this belief that things can get better, or else, what's the point? DM. The first thing that comes to mind is my son, Roman. JJ. Favorite Jewish holiday? DM. Passover. The happiest memories of my entire childhood were around that Passover table, celebrating our freedom, our survival, our resilience, our strength, and tolerance, in general. MD. It's not a holiday, but Shabbat. Always Shabbat. JJ. What is one beloved Jewish heirloom currently in your possession? MD. Everything from my grandmother. DM. My maternal grandfather's pinky ring. His name was Aaron, his nickname was Al, and the ring has an Aleph on it. I recently wore it during the filming of Wise Guys. JJ. Complete the sentence. Wisdom is. MD. Fearlessness. Experience. DM. Shared. Wisdom is not meant to be held by you, but shared. JJ. Courage is. DM. Hope mixed with action. MD. A mixture of hope and self-acceptance. JJ. Being Jewish means. DM. Being resilient. MD. Belonging. I literally feel like I can knock on any Jewish door on this earth, and they would take me in, make me dinner and hug me, and help me figure out what's next. Tabby Raphael is an award-winning writer, speaker and Iranian-American Jewish civic action activist. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Tabby Raphael.